Hi, Jack Bauer here. Name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. Ron Branson is on the line. We're here with me. Ron, you want to take a call? I usually run out of time with my callers when they call in. If you're ready, let's take the first caller. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
We got Richard from Alabama. Richard, welcome to the show.
Ron, I want to run this theory that I have past you and let you shoot holes in it.
Okay. Shoot.
The fourth paragraph of the 14th Amendment says the debts of United States shall not be questioned. That's a very powerful statement. Now, suppose that the creditors of United States were to pool their debt instruments within the International Monetary Fund and delegate to them the chosen action to collect, to foreclose, to tow away, or whatever. Now they have that. Now that the IMF has that authority, then Roosevelt can combine the venues. So that means that equity moves above Article 3. And then once all of the non-attorney judges retire, equity will reign supreme. And the attorneys will then have the chosen action of the International Monetary Fund delegated to them, and they delegate that to the judges. Now, the judges in Alabama are elected. They are elected to offices, but they are statutory offices. And I noticed that they don't enter those offices. Instead, they are appointed by the bar to a administrative judicial office in all equity. So everything they do is debt collection, foreclosure, tow away, it's all debt collection. And it says in that clause in the 14th Amendment, shall not be questioned. So you go in and you say, well, look, the rules say this, and you violated the rule, and you're not doing right. Well, you're questioning it. He can ignore it because you're questioning him. He's trying to collect the debts of the United States, and you are one little piece of the United States, and he's going to collect his debt. Now, every grand jury warrant, every grand jury indictment is on a form, and that is a standard form. It's a pattern form. It's in the rules of court. And the rules of court were written by the Administrative Office of Courts. They were not written by the legislature. So it has the force and effect of a contract. And what the judge is asking you for when he says, what is your name, is he wants to make a contract with you that will accelerate your obligation to obey his contract, his rules of court. Now, he's got that grand jury indictment, or it looks like an indictment, but really, it's a, writ of assistance. It's a writ of assistance to a deputy, and a deputy and it's to the deputy, and it says, you come and tow away a car named Richard. But the deputy doesn't see it that way, and he doesn't really understand that it's all in rem. So he just comes out, and he arrests Richard. And then I'm in front of the judge, and the judge says, what is your name? Well, the claimant knows. Ask the claimant. And the claimant is the IMF.
Can you hold that thought, Richard, and we'll take up right after this first break? Stick with us. We'll be back right after this first break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
It's called the American Reconstruction Project. Ron, did you understand his question, or do you need him to expand upon or expound upon a little bit more what he's asking, or do you get adjusted?
I think he pretty well gave the expanded version.
Okay, go ahead and take a stab at it then, Ron.
Let me point out something. There's nothing in this life that's absolute, and it cannot be questioned unless we're talking about the Word of God and truth. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's the only thing that's absolute. Now, I'm a very strong constitutionalist, but I'm not a man who's going to say everything, every word in the Constitution, I will swear by it, and it cannot be improved. I would like to get in there and make some improvements to the U.S. Constitution. I don't necessarily advocate that. I find that if we get back to what it says, just as it says, I think we'll do a great deal. So what I'm trying to do is enforce the Constitution as is written. We talk about the national debt shall not be questioned. Well, I got a very serious question. When you talk about debt, what in the world are we talking about in exchange? Our Constitution says Congress shall coin money and regulate the value thereof. And the U.S. Coinage Act defines what a dollar is, a measurement. Well, see, what I'm doing here is questioning what we're using as money. So when you talk about debt, I got a question about it, very serious question. We're not following the Constitution. But as you point out, you can't question it, but it has to be questioned because we're not following that Constitution. It says in Article 1, Section 10, no state shall make anything gold other than gold and silver coin a tender and payment of debt. I question the way we're working things. When's the last time when the government made a demand for a tax bill and said you have to pay in gold and silver coins? That's the only thing they can demand payment in, gold and silver coin. We had a patriot, Jake told him to go to the DMV and to acquire a driver's license and plates for his car. So he did. He went there and filled out the paperwork, and it came down to, well, that'll be so many dollars and so many cents. And he says, now, when you say dollars and cents, what are you defining as that is? What are you demanding payment in? And he said, well, we'll take a check or a credit card or cash. And he says, I'm not asking you what you'll take. I said, what are you demanding payment in? When he got around to the constitutional provision, no state shall make anything other than gold and silver coin, they could not tell him what he wanted payment. He said, well, how can I make payment if you can't tell me what you are demanding payment in? So, well, we can't help you. He said, well, just sign this right here that you can't define what payment to be made. And he said, no, I'm not going to sign that. He said, that's all right. My buddy here, he just witnessed you saying this, and we're going to go back to court and tell the judge what you said. So he went back to court, and I was sitting in the courtroom. Mr. Ramos, did you go to the DMV as I ordered you to do and acquire the driver's license and plates for your car? Well, Your Honor, I did go to the DMV, and he recounted what Letty said. But the judge, by the way, see, my wife had worked for the DA's office. She was the head secretary, and this man, before he became judge, worked for the district attorney's office, and we knew him. I had taken him personally and one of his buddies down to a YHBA meeting to educate him on the gold and silver coin matter. Well, my wife sat behind me in the court and aligned herself with me so that the judge could not see her. And he said, well, Mr. Ramos, he said, in the interest of justice, he said, I'm going to dismiss this case. He says, but however, I want you to know that when you go outside, get in your unlicensed car and drive it without a driver's license, he says, you're bound to be pulled over by another cop who's going to be brought before another judge who's not going to understand your argument. Good day, Mr. Ramos. And he walked out of court. So he won the argument. And to my knowledge, all the years, he has still refused to license and get a, register his car, and he still lives that way.
Oh, we're absolutely tying them in knots. They don't know what to do with some of us. I mean, I'm hearing some real success stories of what we're doing to these lowlifes, and that's real. It's great things for my heart because I'm so depressed and disappointed with what's happened to this country. Does that answer your question, Richard?
Well, it wasn't a question. Well, I guess the question is there any validity to my theory?
It can be questioned, yes. It says it can't be questioned, but it has to be because you cannot allow a lie to stand, and that's what's happened. The whole debt system is based on a lie. You have to question. You question. I would have to question you if you don't question it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Richard. Mm-hmm. I got Gail from Nevada. Gail, are you with me?
Hello?
Hi, Gail. How are you this evening?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to ask Ron about this accountability about the judges. Is there any way that groups of people get together in each state and try and get something changed to get accountability for the judges?
That's what we're attempting to do. Of course, we have to acquire the signatures to put this on the ballot, the requisite number of signatures. Now, we can do this through either volunteers going out and collecting the signatures, or we can do it by donation, support for the cause, or any combination. We acquire that, it goes on the ballot, and it forces everyone, when they go to the polls, they're going to vote one way or the other. And the only way they can avoid on that issue while they're voting down the line on various issues, they come to jail for judges. How do you vote, yes or no? They can just pass over it and keep on going. And they try to redefine what judicial accountability is. That's what the opposition does. They do not like the question. The question is, shall we have judicial accountability? Shall judges be accountable to the Constitution they have sworn adhere to? They don't like that question. So what they did in South Dakota, they switched it to that I was seeking to empty the jails of felons so they could go and sue the jurors that convicted them.
Go figure.
Well,
there's no relationship to that.
No.
And they interpreted judges, everyone who makes a decision is a judge. So therefore, Ron Branson wants to hold all government accountable. Well, that may be true, but that has nothing to do with jail for judges. For instance, they were trying to make a person who serves on the city council, he would be judged because he makes a decision. That makes him a judge. That's how they tried to sell everyone. And the worst part of it is not that they promoted that lie. It was that the people believed them. That's the problem. If government tells you a lie, it sounds good, what do you do? Well, hey, you go with the government. Everybody thinks that we have government here that is potentially honest. You can believe what they say. They're out looking for our good, and they make mistakes. No. They're not making mistakes. They're tyrants. They intend to enslave you, and people have to wake up. We will get nothing from government. As long as you are looking for a remedy that involves government, forget it. You will never have it. That's the whole point I'm making. Have I answered your question?
Well, I think people don't really get it until they go up against a judge. Many people who've never been in court, never even enters their mind this until they come upon a court case or a judge who... They're all corrupt, I don't believe there's any justice in these courts that we have anymore. It's taken over totally, and I just think the only way we can get our country back is by taking over the mainstream media and the banks and also the judges and the legal system. Unless we redo the legal system, we're never going to get anywhere. So.
Well,
I think this accountability that you're doing is wonderful.
Yeah. Let me say this. If we're trying to convince them, the banks and the all these government officials, of what the truth is and what we need, it'll never happen. Here's the secret about, I said, if we take the proper method is through the grand jury. If the people, you and I and all the people listening, will come up with the money, we will buy, it will go on the ballot. It will definitely be there. And everybody will potentially go to the polls and vote yes or no whether they want it or not. Now, the government's going to lie and tell you you don't really want this, and what they're saying is not what they really mean, et cetera, et cetera. But we do it time and time again. It doesn't matter how many times we do. This is the only way it's going to happen. And I'm not interested in educating these politicians, be they Republicans, Democrats, or independents. That's not my point. The point is it has to come from us, directly from us. We use these fraudulent firms, as they call them, to destroy the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve notes will buy us onto the ballot. That's what the system works by. And when it passes, they'll no longer be valid because...
Ron, hold on. Hold that thought, Ron. We got another break coming up. Gail, stick with me. We'll get back to you right after the break. Stick with
me.
We'll be right back.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine because that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
There
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got a young lady from Nevada on the line here with us. I've got Gail. You still with me, Gail?
Yes, I'm still here. And I'd really like to ask Ron, I'd like him to talk to these radio listeners and myself about how to get the signatures and volunteers for a ballot in each state. How do you go about that, and do you have a ballot all ready to go?
You are in Nevada, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. There is a multi-millionaire that lives in Nevada. He contributed $6,000 to our cause, along with Phil Stedmeyer, who contributed the base amount of $140,000 to get jail for judges on South Dakota. This gentleman said to me, if you win in South Dakota, I've got much more money for you. Well, that's fine and dandy. The system convinced the people they didn't want judicial accountability. So, in effect, this gentleman has dropped out. He's been in on all the things that I'm saying that patriots try to do to bring back, a return of our country. I've seen this gentleman right there in Clark County. He has contributed $900,000 to get a candidate elected as governor, and he was not successful. We had $900,000 went down the hole. If you see what I'm saying, people have to realize the power is within their hands. But they're dropping the ball, as the term is. You know, this gentleman who has all kinds of money right there in your area doesn't understand. He's got to be dedicated, and the question is not whether jail will win or not. It's what is the truth, what we have to do. How can you gather approximately 200,000 signatures in Nevada?
That was one of my questions. How many signatures do you have to get this ballot? Is there a jail for judges ballot, or is there something that you've written out that each state could use or copy?
Yes. Here's the way the initiative process, and I was going to get into this initiative process. I'll be talking about that next pretty well. The initiative process is a legal process under the constitutions of the various states. There are just a little under half of the 50 states are what you call initiative states. If you want to put initiative, and Nevada is one of them, you would contact your Secretary of State and request a pamphlet that gives all the details as to how you place an initiative on the ballot. It will tell you how many signatures that are necessary, when they must be submitted, how much time you have to gather the signatures, et cetera, et cetera. When that's accomplished and you meet that, it goes on the ballot, and the people of your state of Nevada vote on it. We've been active there in Nevada, but unfortunately there has been no money that's been raised to that cause. I just referred to a gentleman, which, of course, if there was something serious going on in Nevada, I would again attempt and say, well, how about can you help the cause of putting this on the ballot in Nevada? So, but, you know, since people have not really taken the initiative, excuse the term, but that's what it means, nothing going anywhere until that happens.
Well, are there people who do this professionally, like put together initiatives and get people to sign and get it on the ballot? There must be people who do this.
It's a business. I'm going to tell you, like right here in California, it's the chief industry for ballot initiatives. There are about four or five companies that compete with each other. They know each other that I've been told, you give us the money, we will make sure it goes on the ballot. They'll guarantee it'll be on the ballot. The problem is coming up with the money. If we don't have the money, then they're not doing it, because this is a business. If you don't have that in Nevada, I don't know particularly if you have a business there that does that, or a competing business. I do know that the businesses here in California would love to sign to a contract and say, we will get them for you in Nevada.
Has there been any state that has gotten the initiative on the ballot?
Say that again?
Is there any state that has gotten the initiative onto the ballot?
Yes. I'm going to give you a website. It's our sister site, and I want you to read it.
Okay.
And this is for all you listeners out there. Take this down. Okay? I've told you that our website is jail4judges.org. You add in front of it SD, the letters SD for South Dakota, SD dash, everything's the same. Jail, J-A-I-L, numeric 4, judges.org. You will find a host of information, very, very informative.
Ron, stick with me. We got another break coming up. We'll be back right after this. We got our long segment. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Break right here on RBN. I am Jack Bauer. On the line with me tonight, I've got Ron Branson, and also I've got Gail from Nevada. Ron, welcome back. I don't know if you recognize it or not there, Ron, but we've already blown through an hour and a half of the show, so we're cooking with gas here tonight, my friend. God bless you for being here. Gail, go ahead and finish stating your question. We'll see if she has anything else to state.
Yes, I just wanted to really thank Ron so much for what he's doing. I know he's worked very hard for years and years, and I hope he continues with it, and it's not easy what he's doing, I know that, but I did want to find out if there is any help with, he was telling me, what is it, South Dakota, jailforjudges.org, is there an initiative there that they have put together?
That is a history of what happened. It's a documentary of what actually happened. These are legitimate procedures done according to law, and it will show you what was done in South Dakota and what the result is. You will find it very, very educational. And all you readers out there, check in on that. That's SD for South Dakota dash jailforjudges.org. You will, I think you'll be absolutely amazed.
Ron, if I can expand on her question just a little bit, how successful has it been where the initiatives have been on the ballot? Have you come close? Have you? I know you've rocked their world just a little bit, but how successful have you been in the effort?
Well, our effort basically is that it's documented there on that website. Aside from that, people haven't contributed. They haven't done anything. As I mentioned, I said... those people are shooting real bullets. They're very serious about opposing us. But that's good. I got billions of dollars worth of free publicity. And when I go out and talk to groups of people, I said, hey, I got the attention of the whole world, not only the nation of America, but the whole world. And it cost me absolutely nothing. I've been on the LA Times. I've been many, many publications, legal publications, the biggest law paper in the nation. I've been the subject on front page. I get all this, and it cost me, I know you can't see this, but I hold up my fingers, it cost me exactly zero, a goose egg. I've got the attention of the U.S. Supreme Court. I've gotten this, the attention of six chief justices of the respective states. They knew who I am.
Well, you know what, Ron, I would be willing to bet, and I've seen this happen more and more and more. I mean, the reason that my show in particular has gotten as popular as it is, you know, where a couple of years ago people would run screaming from the room if I opened my mouth, you know, trying to get me taken out or whatever, scared to death of what I was saying. Those same people have now turned around and are asking me for help. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The quickest advocate I have seen for constitutional liberties and rights, even gun rights, is gun rights in particular, somebody that's just been robbed or raped or, you know, ripped off. They're the ones that are now the most advocate out there for gun rights. And what's happening is because of the voracious appetite of the federal, state, local governments, and the exposure that they're now having with judges, and they get a true chance to sit down and see just how dirty, filthy, rotten these faggots in the black dresses really are. Now they're going to start wanting solutions. And where it used to be, you know, you and I were kind of the lone voices, the lone wolves out in the wilderness, we're now becoming, you know, we were the out on the tree limbs, we were out there ready to snap off. We're now becoming the trunks of the tree, what people are looking for well, answers. So
it's like that quote that the patriot in the beginning is a despised individual. His cause is not heard, but when he's successful, everybody joins his cause.
Yeah, exactly.
I said to Gail, I was going to touch on this issue of the initiative process. And I think it's
certainly
the same place appropriate that we should look into right now.
Go ahead.
I am going to refer to the California Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. Now, you listen to this and comprehend the depths of it. It starts out, now these are the words of the Constitution, and every judge in the state of California raises their right hand and swears by an oath, at least potentially, swears by an oath to protect and defend. I'm going to give those words just as it's written. All political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit. And they have the right to alter or reform it when the public good may require. Now notice emphatic words here. All. You know what all means? All political power. Well, we say, well, that's political powers in the legislature, right? In the Senate, in the House? No, no, it's all political power is inherent. We don't get that from the legislature. It's inherent in the people. Who are the people? Hey, that's us. I told people, I said, if you don't like the way things are going, I said, who's to blame? Point out the person who's to blame.
Absolutely.
Now, I have referred here to California. As an illustration of other states, I'm going to refer to South Dakota. This is Article 6, Section 26. I'm going to give you verbatim, and perhaps even better than California. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free government is founded on their authority and is instituted for their equal protection and benefit. And they, I'll add in here parenthetically, people, they, the people, have the right in lawful and constituted methods to alter or reform their forms of government in such manner as they, that is the people, may think proper. So, we, the people, are in charge. We have absolute power. if all political power is inherent in us, how much of that political power is inherent in the government? Or, should I say, is endowed to the government? All left over other than us having all of it, right?
says Obama, he's trying to change that from what I understand, Ron, but having a lot of success.
Let me tell you something, and here's the point I make, is the government realizes that I'm onto something, and they are very scared to death that somebody may call Mr. Branson and say, hey, Mr. Branson, I like what you stand for, and we need to change it. I've got a couple $1 million, and let's get this thing going. They are afraid that this will happen. So what they're doing is trying now to undermine the initiative process because they don't like the idea that all political power is inherent in the people. The problem they're dealing with is how do we convince all the people to vote themselves to say, you, the people, relinquish your inherent power to the government. The state of Washington tried to pass laws to, and they said, prevent people like Mr. Branson from getting such an initiative as was on South Dakota in the state of Washington.
Gail, does that kind of answer your question, Gail? I got him lining up here. Does that take
yes, care? I'm going to let you go, and I thank him for his wonderful work, Mr. Branson, and keep going. I hope everyone gets these initiatives going in every state. It would be wonderful to make the judges accountable. That's very, very important.
Thank you very much. We have to do
America.
This all over this country, and it's the only way it's going to happen.
Thank you, Gail.
Sir.
God bless you. Have a great
Rob Branson. Again.
Yes, sir. I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gail. Hey, we got Marty from Idaho here. Marty, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Marty. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I think I missed, what does J-A, I'm on the website, the South Dakota one, and you've got a period, J period A period. What does that jail stand for something, please?
Jail, as I said, is an acronym. I did mention it. It's Judicial Accountability Initiative Law. J-A-I-L.
Okay, I got the Judicial Initiative, the second, I don't know, somehow
judicial
you're not coming.
Accountability Initiative.
Accountability, is that the word you're saying? You're not coming. Judicial Accountability Initiative?
Law.
I just wanted to know, because I'm, one of those people who has to know everything. Okay, I'm on your website, and yeah, it was pretty hard to hear you, Ron. You're the host, really good, but a lot of the words just weren't coming through. Well, I know that happens a lot when you're on whatever, Spike.
Now what I'd like to do is for the listeners is I want to read the finding of the State Attorney General of the State of California writing an official opinion about what jail would accomplish in California. This is what State Attorney General Bill Lockyer wrote. So this is not Ron Branson or some patriot. Judges, restrictions on judicial immunity, initiative constitutional amendment, supersedes existing judicial immunity and creates 3 25-member special grand juries empowered to determine if a judge may invoke judicial immunity in a civil suit, indict and through a special trial jury convict and sentence a judge for criminal conduct, and permanently remove a judge who receives three adverse immunity decisions or 3 criminal convictions. This allows immunity for deliberate violations of law, fraud, conspiracy, intentional due process violations, deliberate disregard of material facts, judicial acts outside the court's jurisdiction, unreasonable delay of a case, or any deliberate constitutional violation, unquote. These are exact words of the State Attorney General. Now, we patriots, I myself am the author of this, I don't think I could write a better synopsis of what this will accomplish. But yet, this was by the chief law enforcement officer of the state of California said what this would do if it was passed.
I wish us all luck, and thank you. I really wish, I don't know why I couldn't hear you clearly.
Marty, if you would like, I've given my producer permission, if you want to, you know, after you, after you're cut off here, taken off, if you want to get any information where you get hold of me or whatever, I'll be glad to talk to you. I do another 2-hour show after this, so, and I am here in California, so keep that in mind, but, I give out my phone number, I give out my email address, you're more than welcome to contact me directly, and I'll do what I can. So, that being said, anyone out there that's listening, just get hold of my producer, and you can do that at the 800 number, the toll-free number, and the 800-313-9443, they'll be glad to give you the information.
Well, I think I got the gist, and that's the main thing. And I'm on his website, the South Dakota one now, and I'm finding that interesting, and I want to share that with my good friend in South Dakota.
Well, Marty, thank you very much for being part of the show. God bless you. Have a nice weekend.
I will. Thank you.
All
goodbye.
Right. Hey, we got Jesse from Livermore. I think this is my buddy Jesse from Livermore. Jesse, good
Now, that'd be me.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. How about you? Ron, I heard, you know, I think I tend to agree with you that the main problem we have now is basically public apathy and public, you know, the public is not informed. I personally, am a little bit, pessimistic about, you know, this entire election or ballot process as, you know, I think you alluded to it earlier, but I think they, if you actually got close to getting one of these things passed, I think they just cook the voting machines. But yeah, I don't know if you would agree, but I do think there are people that that understand how to deal with this, but a lot of the solution, well, first of all, you need, you know, something that more closely approximates mass public participation. You have to have enough people that are really upset, that are going to demand action, and you're going to have to get them motivated, which is, you know, obviously, as I'm sure you know, a very difficult process. And then but I think that also that there are people that know how to what do you think about the concept of going in under common law into some of these courts? And I know that requires a certain level of education and motivation, but you know, I do think there are people that can actually get remedy. However, it does, you know, as you know, take a lot of education and a lot of initiative to do that. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out what the best way to go. You know, I think there might be two or three ways it would work if you could get 20 million people, you know, pissed off tomorrow. It could happen in a few ways.
I have been to the U.S. Supreme Court 15 times. I have learned what the judicial system is about. You can argue common law till you're blue in the face. You are not going to get anywhere. It has to come from us, the people. It's when you have the right to bring action in court, exhaust the judicial remedies, and now you can come to a 25-member special grand jury and you argue what this case is about. The judge, I presented the constitutional principles and he violated the Constitution. He did it willfully. And we, the people sitting on this special grand jury, contacted the judge and says, answer that. Now, he could answer that in one of two ways. Either I didn't violate the law, or he didn't bring it to my attention that I was violating the law. Now, that, of course, will be up to you to have set the record that I argued this issue before you. That's part of the record here. And you willfully violated the Constitution. Now you have 25 people, which are us, excludes members of the bar, all law enforcement, judges, anybody who works for the judicial system. It's us making that decision. And we decide whether or not the judge is going to be sheltered by judicial immunity. If we strip him of judicial immunity, he has to, if he's sued on that issue, he can't argue, I'm a judge, and covered by judicial immunity. What's more, there's not going to be any public defender or county council or the state attorney general that's going to defend it. But he has to hire his own attorney or defend himself like anybody else. And the cost of that has to come out of his pocket. Now, let's win or lose, all the judges that realize and they start being drawn into court and they have to defend themselves, and they can't argue judicial immunity, I'm going to tell you there's going to be changes, because they don't want, even if they win the case, like, boy, I'm not going to try that again. It's just the way we have to do it. As far as, you know, playing with the election process, I understand that. But we can't cower just because, hey, they're playing with the election.
Exactly. Ron, we got one last break. Jesse, if you can hang over until after the break, I want to expand upon a little bit what you're asking and talking about here. You brought some good points to the table here. But we have a break coming up, so hang on. We'll be right back. Don't leave, Ron.
Okay.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I want to thank my producer, Crystal. She's done a bang-up job tonight. Ron and Jesse, you still with me?
Yeah, still here.
We got about three and a half minutes. Jesse, go ahead and finish any comments or questions you have, and then we'll let Ron finish it up by giving the last information. Go ahead.
Sure. What is it, Ron, what would it cost to hire to pay a contractor to get the initiative on the California ballot?
California? It appears I have a guarantee we would hand them $2.1 million. They will guarantee it'll be on the ballot. All California will vote on it.
I'll just make it quick so you can have your closing comments. But I would argue that, for example, the economics of debt collection, nobody answers. I had a debt collection case, and I answered, and it went on a year, but they dismissed it with prejudice and begged me not to go for my costs. I think people need to stand up. You can attack them on two fronts there. One is to keep them busy, and number two is to attack a source of their revenue. And, you know, if people get informed and go down there with witnesses and start really, you know, demanding that these people behave, you know, arguably, if you have to put up $2 million up front and then count on the voting machines not being rigged, I think that's a tall challenge. But I'll get off now, Jack, and let him make the closing comments.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks.
Consider the alternative. What is the value of your wife and your children, your possessions, your house, your life, yourself? Is it worth $2.1 million? That's what you have to consider. Yes, it's expensive in terms of worthless Federal Reserve notes, but count the alternative. We are the only answer. I'd like to point out two sections real quick. Section 20 of the Gale Initiative under enforcement, number 20, says no person exercising strict enforcement of the findings of a special grand jury shall be held liable civilly, criminally, or in contempt. These people are us. When we, saying it's a grand juror, decide that the judge is to be removed, we give the sheriff the opportunity to remove him. If he doesn't do it, you get your double barrel or whatever. You can use absolutely any force necessary to accomplish the purpose. We can take a posse in there. It doesn't matter if we got 25 people with shotguns. Tell the judge you got 20 minutes to throw your things in the box and out of this office. And we vacated it. Now, we are in control. And guess what? We can't be held liable civilly, criminally, or in contempt by doing this, because people have passed this. It's now the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, of which every judge raises their right hand, swears to uphold. Now, I want to point out something, and it's a little humorous in conclusion, is the legislative analyst asked me, as a result of our submitting jail for judges to the Secretary of State, which branch of the government does this grand jury work under? Is it the legislative, the executive, or the judicial? My answer was none of the above. The grand jury is the people. The people do not work under any branch of government. The three branches of the government work under the people. The next question they ask me is, who do you propose, if no judge in the state of California can stand in judgment on this initiative, the Constitution of... Who do you, they're asking me now as the author of this, who do you
Ron,
propose to...
We're running out of time, Ron. We'll close her out. Again, thank you for being here, Ron. God bless you. Have a great weekend ahead of you.
Very good. God bless.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was a president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.